Opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Gal Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
What are the odds Texas starts 0-6? I want to get to that at some point today because, you know, it happened where he made the change in coordinators. It's almost never a good sign.
Should he have just kept going if he knew that this wasn't going to work?
Well, you've got co-offensive coordinators. You can't just say, one of you guys do this.
Well, neither one of them did it worth a damn.
And that's a problem. I just think it's a panic move. I think it was the same thing when Tony Levine fired a guy after one game. It just shows that you've made two bad mistakes. I want to talk a little bit about the Astros. You're going to call me crazy. Would it be the worst thing in the world to be the wild card? One game playoff with the Yankees with Dallas Keuchel. You'd like your chances.
Here's the problem with the wild card thing, and whether it's the Blue Jays or the Yankees, the Astros are behind the Yankees. Any wild card game would be a road game. They are 27-40 on the road. The Yankees are 40-28 at home.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at A.J.'s The Real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Been a fun first couple of hours. Little sportsy stuff, little Ashley Madison stuff, well, all over the place. And if you missed any of it, all available on our website, ESPN975.com, full show podcasts, and for your mobile device, and also for your laptops or desktop. Podcast Arena, now operational, a very cool site that our buddy Brandon here at the station has put a lot of work into. So check it out, not just us, but all kinds of good stuff on there. And it is What Are the Odds Wednesday, so when you call or text or tweet or, you know, whatever you do, use your Ashley Madison password, put odds on it. What are the odds I should have eaten something today? I'm getting lightheaded.
Well, go get some food out of the kitchen.
There's nothing in there, man. Plus, I don't carry any change.
There's like cookies in there.
Oh, Bunin brought a bunch of cookies, which are right outside.
Really?
Yeah.
Pop a cookie.
Bunin. Maybe I will. This is one of the things about, because I was around here all morning doing some stuff. And then I had to get in my I had my other routine stuff I have to do, like show prep and go out for a run and all that stuff. And I just forgot to eat lunch.
I haven't been eating much lately either. I've been working hard. I've been trying to lose some weight. I ended up being a big fatso when my knee got hurt. So trying to fight the fatso in me. And like, since I got back from vacation, when did I go on vacation, John? Like the end of June?
I think so, something like that.
Yeah, so since the end of June, I've lost like 20-something pounds, 22 pounds, I think.
Nice.
So,
all right, so since it is What Are the Odds Wednesday, let's grab some phone calls. Let's get you guys involved. David, you are on the Blitz. Go, sir. David? Donde está David? I'm so glad David called because I miss Keyboard Cat.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. Keyboard Cat's been on hiatus. All right, let's hope Craig is there. What's up, Craig?
Hey, Sports got it.
Sports to you.
All right, so I got a couple of week three questions. What are the odds Jeremy Hill will get 70% of the carries by week three? And what are the odds that Amir Abdullah will get the meaningful carries by week three?
I would lean more yes on Hill. And no on Abdullah.
Odds wise, I think Hill should get 70% of the carries. Yeah. I'm going to say about 80%. And I think Abdullah's got a chance to be a contributor by week three. I mean,
a contributor, but not getting the bulk of the carries, I don't think.
I'd say it's 40%. I don't think it's impossible. I think they'll use him a lot. Here's one for you. What are the odds a non-quarterback wins Offensive Rookie of the Year?
That wouldn't shock me. I think Amari Cooper is pretty special, And I think you've got, I mean, Tevin Coleman, he's already been announced the starting running back at Atlanta. I think when Todd Gurley comes out, he's going to be a factor. So we'll see how long San Diego goes with running back by committee, because I think eventually they're going to realize that more Melvin Gordon is better than Danny Woodhead. So there's a lot of good running backs out there. And like I said, I think Cooper is a special talent. So I
think you're missing the guy who's the true special talent, who's going to just destroy everybody. Jalen Strong. Come on, man.
Forgot about him.
Anyway, yeah, I agree with you. I think Amari Cooper's got a chance to be very good this year. And yeah, we'll see. Preseason doesn't mean a whole hell of a lot when it comes to rookies. But everything that I've heard about him in camp is he's been fantastic.
I got a couple from the Degenerates Twitter account.
Yes.
Third Island asks, what are the odds Chip Kelly ends up at UT in the next few years? And Danny asks, what are the odds Tyrod Taylor goes off in week one?
Chip Kelly, I'm going to say less than 5%. I think he's going to be successful in the NFL, and he's not going to go back to college.
Tyrod Taylor could have a really good week one just because they're playing the Colts. And yeah. The Colts defense is pretty junky.
There's a cheap FanDuel option for you at quarterback. Plus, he runs.
Yep.
So you'll get some rushing yards, and he's playing against a bad defense. I don't know if he can play. I know they think he can play. So if he winds up being good, that's how you have to win those FanDuel leagues. You got to find a guy like that.
Yep.
You're not gonna win with Aaron Rodgers, because
everybody's going to play Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Here's one. What are the odds I make it to class by 7, leaving the medical center? The class is at UH Clear Lake, from Soccer Bilal. Ooh, it's 6:06 this time of day.
Where's he trying to get?
UH Clear Lake, which is not, I mean, it's back in Clear Lake. It's not right off the highway or anything. Okay. So it's probably another, and that part of town sucks this time of day too. I'm going to go 11% chance you make it.
All right. What are the odds the Texans by committee will rush for over 100 yards against the Chiefs?
They better. If they're going to win, they better. I say 55%.
I'll go 45.
Okay. What are the odds Hoyer has a better year than Bortles? I'll go 52-48 Hoyer, simply because I think his team around him is considerably better, and that'll help him have a better year.
I'll go 55-45 Bortles.
Okay.
I'm still playing the upside card.
Okay. I need to see that upside. And I think Bortles is going to be asked to do more, which means he's going to screw up more.
Yeah.
So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Jacob, what are the odds I ever make it home from work? I've been on the road for 2.5 hours. I work in La Porte and live in Friendswood. My goodness. That's not that far. I haven't been listening to Tiffany Terrell, but I'm guessing it must be bad out there. Must be terrible. Well, good luck, Jacob. I hope you make it home. But at least you get to listen to us. There's that.
Could be worse.
Yeah.
Could be worse.
Could be listening to somebody else.
Boy, I during one of the, I was listening to John and Sean on the way in, and when they hit a commercial, flipped over to the other side, to the other stations.
Yeah.
There ain't a lot out there, my man. There ain't a lot out there.
It's funny. People always ask me, what are the shows? I don't really listen to anybody else. And then people say, oh, no, that's not. There's people I like that are, and most people that I've done shows with at some point or another, or have worked with at the Chronicle. So I like those guys a lot. But I've always said I don't like listening to shows before I come on the air, because I don't want it to impact anything I do. Now I've kind of gotten to the point where I don't care. So I have been trying to listen to our new shows a lot. But when I'm off and I listen, it's not the kind of stuff that I would be interested in.
Right.
So I just can't stay with it. And sometimes I'm listening from like a media standpoint. It's like, okay, what are they trying to accomplish here? And a lot of times it's like, okay, this is predictable.
What are the odds a blitz comes to the 409 in September or October? We haven't been out there in forever.
No, we have not. Well, of course, 409 is also Galveston.
Oh, that's true. We haven't been out there in a while.
No, we haven't. What I would suggest, and what I tell everybody, is if you have a friend that's got a bar that's willing to spend some money, then put them in touch with our ad folks. Because I love coming out there. It's been a long time since we've been to Beaumont. It's been, well, it's been a year since we were in Galveston because we went out there for Sunfest last year. We were at Brick House Tavern the day before Sunfest. And then this year, we weren't going to be down there, and it got
rained out.
Yeah, Tropical Storm Bill, the one thing it accomplished.
Got billed out of here.
Cowboy Bill, what are the odds Mac Brown and Red McCombs are laughing their caboose off right now?
I'm sure.
Never should have got rid of me. I'm telling you.
I always knew I was the right man for the job.
That's Charlie Strong, nice feller. Danny's going to blame me for not leaving.
Mac Brown.
Shouldn't have got rid of all my players. let's try phone call. John, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Sports.
I just got a quick question. What are the odds of Tennessee going 500 or above this year? And what are your thoughts on Marcus Mariota and how he's going to do?
Oh, the Titans. Yeah, you were talking about the Volunteers. I was like, I actually like them to go over 500. I think they're pretty decent.
Yeah, that's a big game for, by the way, not to duck the Titans question. It's a big game this week with Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think it's going to be tough for the Titans to go 500. I think they're pretty bad still. I think Mariota's, first of all, I don't think Mariota's going to finish the whole season healthy. I think that's a guy who's going to take some lumps, but I do think that there's going to be improvement, but just not quite to 500.
Yeah, it wouldn't. You know, it doesn't take much to get to 500 in this league, but that's asking a lot. I still think there's. I'm still not sold on that coaching staff. I'm still not sure that Dick LeBeau's a great addition. I think at a certain point, even a great coach, the game has passed them by, and I think that might be the case with him. I like Mariota. I like Mariota better than Winston, and I think he's going to be a very good quarterback, but asking him or anybody to come in and do what Andrew Luck did his first year is too much to ask. Yeah, that just doesn't happen very often. Even guys as great as Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning went 3-13 his first year. Troy Aikman was 1-15. So, you know, I think there are better times ahead for the Titans, but it might be with a different coaching staff, and I don't think it's quite this year. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Texture says, what are the odds I felt old when y'all mentioned Jong being the champion camel jockey?
Yeah.
How long has that been? I've been blitzing since before Pepper Spray, before Rebecca Black on Fridays. How long ago was that, Jong?
Three years?
3 years?
Yeah, I think so, something like that.
Time flies.
It might be coming up maybe 3.5. That crap is dangerous, man.
Not that's ever doing it again, are you?
Yeah, that's why I refuse to do it the second and third year.
You're scared by a dog, John.
And a certain somebody bashed their head on the camel, the little, I guess, the harness on the camel, and got a little belligerent, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then got fired.
Yes.
You don't want to be that guy.
No.
Nobody wants to be that guy.
No. Bad things, man. Bad things. Here's a good one. What are the odds the Blitz does a road show in Colorado and can do a live show while smoking weed? If somebody will pay to send us there, absolutely, I would love to do that show. We could keep track of how everything goes, how much we've smoked. I would be down with that. One of our sponsors wants to send us to Colorado for that.
If Nevada would hurry up and legalize pot, we could do a show there baked.
Oh, yeah, especially since we'd be... That would be awesome. We'd probably still be hung over while we're baked. That'd be a hell of a show. But, yes, we would do that. All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. And ESPN Radio Mike and Mike. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. 713-780-ESPN is your number. What are the odds Wednesday? What are the odds Hustletown's on tonight at 7? Percent 1,000. Jason Braddock and Craig Sheldon. And if you have not heard that show, Jason's a great resource on the Texans. He's out there every day. So if you want to hear encouraging Texan stuff or discouraging, give him a call. And Craig's all over the place, man. So check them out. Good show. 7 o'clock tonight, Hustletown. Faisal, what are the odds TJ Yeldon has a decent year?
I think he'll have a decent year. I think it's, I mean, being the running back on a bad team is tough. I mean, and we're talking about a really bad team.
Yeah, sooner or later, though, I mean, they've done so much trying to build
that offensive line. I do like him as a player, though.
Yeah, if Bortles is okay, it's going to help him. And, yeah, I think he could be okay. I think Jacksonville, I guess if I had to bet, I'd say Jacksonville's more likely to show improvement than Tennessee simply because their quarterback's in their second year. And I feel like that's when he'll make his big step forward if he's going to. And that could be the team that improves to 8-8.
Yeah.
More so than Tennessee. But, you know, at some point, those teams can't stay bad forever. Just the league's not set up that way. Not unless you're Oakland or Cleveland.
Yeah.
Bryce, first time doing a 16-team league fantasy football league. Any drafting advice? Good luck. Get your... I that's a league where I'll wait on quarterback. I make sure I get running backs and receivers early on in a 16-team league.
Yeah.
You can find a decent quarterback later, but the really good players...
Boy, there's barely 16 running backs that I even want on my team
exactly.
Like, to be starting week one. So
you've got to go get those guys.
Yeah.
Gilbert, what are the odds you'll have an in-studio audience like a few years ago? That was a lot of fun. We don't really have that set up here, though. Now, we might with the new...
We might, yeah, when we get into the new digs...
Yeah, we might be able to do something with, say, 20 people.
Maybe have, like, a little happy hour or something
one
of these days.
Hell yeah. Get the Whitmire's boys to sponsor it and bring some alcohol. Yeah, we'll, you know what? Good idea, Gilbert. We'll talk to our ad folks about that. That was a lot of fun, but that was when we were at the old place and we had the 104 studio where they did concerts and stuff. But when we move into our new place, which is about a month away, I hear.
No, it's more like 2 months.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I had that discussion today.
Oh, okay. Well, I was supposed to find out Tuesday.
So. Didn't go well.
So 2 months. Yeah.
How do you think I handled that discussion?
Oh, knowing
it's been
you
pushed back 2 weeks. How do you think I handled it?
If you're saying back two months now, I'll put over under right now January 1.
Okay.
So because once you get into December, people start taking holidays and stuff. Forget it.
Yep.
But yeah, once we get in there, that's a good idea. That would be fun to do. That was really cool. I enjoyed that. People that came seem to enjoy it, too, even the ones that didn't like us. Let's try. We got a lot of folks that want to get on. What are the odds? So let's play. Let's start with AJ.
All right.
Other
sports.
AJ.
Oh.
Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, no, it's actually AJ's favorite, Nolan. I don't know what the intern. You guys need some competent interns in there. But my question, other than what are the odds that A&M is a big-time college football program, and Texas isn't. That's my question for AJ. I'm just kidding. But my real what are the odds question is, what are the odds that the AFC South will be the hardest division in about 3 years?
I don't see that.
Well, you never know. The thing is, if Mariota turns out to be a stud,
right.
If Bortles turns out to be a stud, and the Texans finally get a quarterback.
They have one quarterback, though, that's a lock to be great 3-4 years from now.
But, I mean, that's by then, maybe the Texans have one. So it's not impossible, but I'd say it's less than 5%.
But, I think about the NFC North, like we were talking about earlier, and Aaron Rodgers is still going to be great 3 or 4 years from now.
You would think.
Matt Stafford's still going to be good 3 or 4 years from now. Teddy Bridgewater should be better 3 or 4 years from now. I like what I've seen out of him.
And then there's Jay Cutler.
I think it's they've got a long way to go before they're the best.
Is it just me or did Negative Nolan actually sound depressed calling in?
I don't know. Yeah,
Negative
Nolan's way better on Twitter.
He kind of sounded like Eeyore. I have a question for AJ. Oh dear. Let's try Tom. You're on the Blitz. Go.
Sports.
Sports to you.
AJ, I was in Austin when you were there, and when I moved here to Houston, I was pleasantly surprised to find you here. So it's good to have your voice on the radio and hear it again.
Hey, thanks.
I have an issue with the way people are treating Charlie Strong, in particular the media, and that being the fact that a lot of these guys that are playing on the Texas team right now are Mac Brown's recruits. And I know that they were highly touted coming out of high school, whatever, but the fact of the matter is those players are no good. The only players that I saw playing with any kind of heart on Saturday were the freshmen, and those guys are Charlie Strong's guys.
The freshmen on the offensive line didn't look like they had much going.
Well, I agree. There's two true freshmen starting there. The best offensive lineman that they've got is Connor Williams. The kid's a true freshman, you know. So it's the rest of it is trash. And I totally agree, you know, if Charlie Strong will be gone if they don't get better. But my point is that they need to give this guy a chance. And in Louisville, he did the same exact thing. He kicked all the problem people off the first year. The second year, he started playing all his freshmen, and it took halfway through that season for it to click. And after it clicked, the following year, they beat Florida, you know, in the Orange Bowl. So he's following the blueprint. I think if they allow him to do that, they'll be okay. I do have a what is the odds. My question is, what are the odds that Aggie will actually move on from Texas instead of remaining, you know, little brother and keep bringing up the, you know,
no, that'll happen forever.
Syndrome.
That's going to happen forever.
Yeah, no joke. You guys take it easy. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah, as far as Charlie Strong, I mean, I see and I see your point in some ways, but you know who is a good player that Charlie Strong didn't use? Jonathan Gray. He's a really good player. He handed him the ball 8 times. I mean, again, it's not all on Charlie Strong. I get that. But at some point, that's who everything boils down to. You know what I mean?
And as you know, I followed Louisville football pretty closely, and I followed the pattern there. But the truth is, even if you have bad players, you have to show some kind of progress. That's what's missing. I think that's why people are beating him up, and I think it's fair. Hey, this team has it didn't show any progress at the end of last year. It got worse so far. And again, we don't know what Notre Dame is, and I'm willing to wait and see how good Notre Dame really is before I beat them up too much. But I still just wanted to see progress. Just and don't get blown out, or if you do get blown out, at least be in the game. You know, at least show that you're getting better. And I think that's why people are reacting the way they are, and I don't really fault them, because right now this team looks like it's regressed from last year. And yes, if halfway through the season they start to turn it around, that'll be great, and that'll get them another year. But if they keep going backwards, and believe me, losing to Rice would be going way back, even from getting blown out by Notre Dame. And I'm sorry, it's inexcusable at Texas. It's inexcusable. I don't think they're losing to Rice. I think they're going to beat them. But I'll tell you what, I feel pretty good about my Rice plus 16.5 bet. I don't think they're going to blow them out. We shall see. All right. Man, we're going to blast through some phone calls when we come back.
I feel like the first 2 hours of the show went really slowly, but now it's starting to pick up a little bit.
Yeah?
I think maybe because I'm hungry, too, it's starting to feel slow.
I've
been hungry, man.
Well, I shouldn't have mentioned it. That was my fault.
Yeah, that was.
So it slowed it down for you? Is that what did it?
Yeah.
Okay, I blame me. This is a fail on my point, on my part. 12 years driven, so they went in on the studio bit. Yeah, they could play live bumper music.
I used to have I used to have bands in studio when I was in Austin.
Yeah. Well, once we get in that new studio, we'll have room for stuff like
that's
that.
Part of what I said. I like to have bands in there. I like to play games.
Strippers.
We can't have that stuff in the space we've got here.
We like to have strippers.
Yeah.
Yeah, naked interns, all kinds of stuff we can do in there. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Center, I'm Tiffany Terrell.
Cowboys Giants Sunday Night Football, 7 p.m. Sunday on ESPN 97.5.
And we're back on the Blitz. Okay, the good news is I'm not hungry anymore because I ate a couple of those cookies.
Uh-huh.
The bad news is I think I'm going to hurl. They were awful.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Did Steve Buten's wife make those?
I think he just bought them in a bunch of... I think they were something that he had for his kids or something. Like a whole bunch of them, and just brought them in. Oh, goodness. Anyway. 713-780-ESPN. Jeremy, what are the odds UH knocks off Louisville? I don't like their chances of that, but from a gambling perspective, and I don't play UH, but that's an awful big line for what's essentially a trap game for Louisville. It's a sandwich game between Auburn last week and Clemson next week. They're not going to be that motivated for it. I know they're going to want to bounce back, but you know, I think UH keeps it relatively close, but I liked it a lot better when I saw it at 14.5 than I do at 12.5.
Yeah.
being outside of two touchdowns, I thought was pretty interesting. Let's zip through some of these phone calls. Rob, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Sports.
Sports to you.
So what are the odds you guys are going to have a fantasy hockey league again this year? You skipped last year.
No, we didn't. We had one last year.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
You just got left out of it.
Yeah, I finished second in last year's. I had the best team. So, yes, we'll have a fantasy hockey league again. Let's try Raul. What's up, Raul?
Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, guys, what are the odds that the Titans or the Jaguars end up with a better record than the Texans?
I don't think it's impossible. Honestly, if the quarterback position is a disaster.
If you tell me what's more likely, first place in the division or third, I'll take third is more likely than first.
Yeah, but that's not really the question. I think first is likely if Andrew Luck gets hurt. I mean, that's your one thing. The Colts aren't winning the division without him. They're not that good.
who's better?
8-8 might win that division. It won't be them.
All right.
Yeah, that
I think they can go 8-8 with Matt Hasselbeck.
I don't think they can. I think that's a.
They've got a running back now. They've got a bunch of good wide receivers.
They've got an running back. They've got a guy who I think is done in Andre Johnson. I don't think that team's. Those guys are going to be better if Andrew Luck's in there. Put Matt Hasselbeck on there, and you're having to count on those guys to win games for you. Good luck.
All right.
So, I'd actually like to see that happen. Just because, not that I want to see Andrew Luck get hurt. But, yeah, I kind of would like to, just so that they'd go 3-13 and get the first pick again. No, I think there's a good chance that if the Texans go 6-10 or 7-9, which I don't think is impossible, I could see one of those guys jumping up and getting them. I would say 25% chance. I mean, most likely scenarios, Texans finish second. But
I do, too.
You know, every year something different happens. And, you know, maybe Brian Hoyer plays out of his mind like he did for the first few games in Cleveland. And he plays long out of his mind for longer than that, and they're better than that. Chris, you're on the Blitz. Go.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, sports.
I got a question. What are the odds that Joseph Randle will have a better week one game fantasy-wise than Pierre Garçon?
Oh, yeah. I'll go with 80%. Joseph Randle's going to start.
I'll go 90%.
I don't want much of anything to do with any part of the Redskins.
Yeah, any Washington football team player.
I'll take Alfred Morris as a second running back. But even DeSean Jackson, who is a fantasy player, is a nice guy to have usually. I'm not interested.
All right, let's get Isaac. Go, Isaac.
But by the way, long term, I don't believe in Joseph Randle either. Right?
Yeah, but I like him while he's healthy.
Yeah.
Behind that offensive line. Isaac, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Sports.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Sports. What are the odds that we will have two Texas schools in the college football playoffs?
2%?
I was going to say 0.95%.
That's probably more accurate.
Yeah. Because basically what you're hoping for is A&M and TCU or Baylor. There's no way both those schools in the Big 12 are getting in. One of them is going to lose to the other, and I don't think their strength of schedule is going to be enough to get in over even a two-loss SEC team. And you got to figure Ohio State or Michigan State's in there. So I think the odds are extremely slim. And, yeah, I mean, that's it, right? It's those three.
Baylor, TCU, Aggie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't see both the Big 12.
Both of them can't. The Big 12 is too crappy to get two teams in, and A&M's not winning the SEC.
All right. Brandon, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, what's going on?
Sports.
Hey, I'm trying to see what are the odds that the Chiefs beat the Texans on Sunday. I'll hang up and listen. I just wanted to ask that question because got basically filled seats. So.
All right. I'm going to go 55% Chiefs.
Well, I'm just going to go with Vegas and say it's 51.5% Texans. Yeah, it's a coin flip. I mean, it really is. I think this is a game where the Texans should win being at home. I think these teams are pretty equal. But without Arian Foster, I tend to give a slight edge to the Chiefs. But the line hasn't moved as much as I thought it would. And I the whole question to me is how that defense looks and how much Clowney plays. Because I think if he can do what they drafted him to do, and maybe 30 plays, if that 25 to 30 plays have that kind of impact, then that defense could look really, really good. So, all right, one more. Tyler, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Sports.
Sports to you.
Man, so I've got a quick question. What are the odds that Cordero Patterson has a turnaround season this football season?
I don't know. He was obviously a hype machine last year and didn't quite live up to it.
I think he'll bounce back a little bit, especially with Wallace there to maybe take a little pressure off of him.
He's had, 2 years in the league and he's been disappointing. So I'll go 30%. I do think the Vikings will get better, so I'll go 30%.
And having Peterson back, that helps too. I think 30% is fair. All right. Got to get you guys lined up because we're going to play more on of the week when we come back. I'll take caller. Well, here's what you're going to win, and you can decide if you want to call in. You're going to have a choice. Whoever wins gets their choice of one of two things. Two tickets to the first annual Arts and Draft Houston presented by Ziegenbach Amber Ale, Goose Island IPA, and Grandma's Boys Lemonade. Benefiting La Rosa Family Services Saturday, September 19th at the Silo Houston. It's a celebration of beer, art, and entertainment. Tickets are just $30 in advance, so get yours now at artsanddraftshou.com and enjoy the works of local artists, craft beers, and spiked lemonade. So the winner's going to get to choose between that and two tickets to see the Houston Dynamo take on Real Salt Lake. It's Hispanic Heritage Night presented by Bud Light, Saturday, September 12th. Kickoff is at 7:30. Special offers for Saturday's game are now available. Get your tickets now. Log on to HoustonDynamo.com. So I've got two Dynamo Salt Lake tickets. So whoever wins gets first choice. And whoever's second, if there's still a choice, you get it.
There you go.
And then whoever's third gets whatever's left. So we'll take callers 10, 11, and 12. You have to hold on through the break. You'll be assigned a moron when we come back. And all three of you will be winners. It's just, what are you going to win?
I hate when you do this, but that's all right.
I know, but
you like to make everybody
happy. I like to take care of the people. I like everybody to get a trophy. This because as much as I hate that in real life, I think it's kind of cool with when you're giving stuff away to people. Plus, I forgot to give away the Real Salt Lake tickets earlier that I was going to do. So, it's on me. I'm going to say it's because, I was kind of messed up from not eating. Be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Kubota is...
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Did you miss the big draft party?
I didn't.
We've got you covered with Fantasy Thursdays, courtesy of Bud Light. It's a daily fantasy game you can play each week. Your local fantasy expert, Jason Braddock, will be there to give you the tips for the week, and you'll get to play fantasy football for only the weekend. Players with the highest points scored will win $100 and be invited to play in the finals for a chance to win $2,000. This week's Fantasy Thursday is at Christian's Tailgate in Midtown from 5 until 7. You have to come out to get the code for the game and your chance to win from ESPN 97.5 and Bud Light. We will be at Dave & Buster's tomorrow, so you can come by there. If you want to play the fantasy, head on out to Christian's in Midtown. Too bad that he's not going to be there till 8 o'clock because I could swing by on the way home.
Is Jason Braddock a fantasy expert?
I think for the purposes of the promo read, he is.
Okay.
He knows his football. I don't know about right. fantasy.
He's a football expert, I believe that.
Oh, yeah, he knows his football.
But I think this is his first year playing fantasy football.
I don't know, but you know what? He can tune in and address that.
Maybe I'm wrong.
In just
Maybe
a
I'm
few
wrong.
Minutes.
Yeah.
So, all right, time to play Moron of the Week. Here's how it works. Well, I only have two people right now that have names, so I'm going to assign them their morons, and then whoever's name has not popped up yet, you get the third one. But we have three morons, and Edgar gets moron number one, which we're going to call Next Time Take the Stairs. Moron number two is going to go to Joseph. Daddy does not know best. And moron number three will go to Jeremy, which is, this is just the perfect Florida story. Which I say every week, but they get better and better.
Right.
So what we'll do is we'll go through them. AJ and Jong will pick, they'll put them in order. And then whoever matches the moron gets first choice between the Dynamo tickets or the tickets for the Arts and Drafts Beer Festival. And if somebody takes the Dynamo tickets first, then whoever's second will get to choose between those two. Whoever's third, you get what you get. And you don't throw a fit. So we used to have to tell my kids all the time. So let's start with next time, let's take the stairs. Let's imagine you're a burglar in Laurel, Delaware. Let's say you broke into a middle school. Which, I don't know, as a burglar, breaking into a middle school, I don't think you're a very good burglar to begin with.
No, it's not the best place to burgle.
Well, apparently, he got stuck in an elevator and had to call 911 for help. So, not only are you a burglar who's robbing from a middle school, you got on an elevator and got stuck and had to call 911 to get out. Needless to say, he was caught. He has stole a Laurel Letterman jacket that did not belong to him, was charged with third-degree burglary, criminal mischief, and theft, $3,800 bond to steal a Letterman jacket. All you had to do was ask Connor Barwin. He would have given you his old Texans one. Anyway, that's
Zing!
Moron number one playing for Edgar. Moron number two, who is playing for Joseph. You know, let's say you came home one night and you found your wife in bed with another man. She was naked.
Yeah.
That would probably
bother me.
It'd tick you off a little bit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, unless it were like Ryan Gosling or
We'd
something.
We'd have to have the talk.
But what if it were her dad? This is what happened in Pontiac, Michigan. A man was, not only did he catch his wife in bed naked with her dad, he got stabbed because of it. He came home, found his 47-year-old wife, 47-year-old father, nude in bed with his wife, who was his own daughter. Just after 3:30 a.m. Saturday, which, of course, nothing good's happening at 3:30 a.m. And I don't know where you were out all night either, by the way, to come home at 3:30. But the 25-year-old told police he had arrived home and discovered his wife and her father completely nude, laying together in bed. The man woke up his father-in-law and got into an altercation that continued outside of the home. That's when the older man, identified by police as Henry Allen Michael of Detroit, allegedly stabbed the younger man in the back with a knife. So he stabbed the man in the back with a knife, stabbed his own daughter, who happens to be the guy's wife. After the stabbing, Michael got into his son-in-law's vehicle and fled the scene with his car.
Oh, God. It's like an a-hole trifecta.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you bang your, you know, my wife slash your daughter, then you stab me, and then you take my car?
Yeah. The 24-year-old woman told police that she and her father were out drinking, and when she arrived back at the house, she passed out. She did not know what had happened until her husband woke her up. But anyway, Michael's criminal history includes a 1992 robbery for which he was found guilty, sentenced to 20 years, and released in 2012. Then he pleaded guilty to assault with a dangerous weapon. So that's moron number two is that guy. Banged his own daughter, stabbed the guy in the back, stole his car. That is definitely a trifecta. And this one, playing for Jeremy, or is it Todd? We've got four names on here. There's only three of you get to play. I don't know why we have four names. I'm guessing it's Jeremy. This guy was caught burglarizing in Manatee, Florida.
Okay. A lot of burgles.
This is one of those things that it just...
I like that word, burgle.
Yeah, burgle. That's a hamburger.
It's one of my favorites.
But he's facing several charges. Basically, he showed up for a drug test with heroin. That's the first part of this. And when the victim came home and noticed some things were out of place, and that's when 26-year-old Stephen Haynes came out of the room and tried to push past her. The victim grabbed him, suspected that his backpack was filled with her possessions, and managed to dump items out of the bag, including her credit cards and jewelry. She refused to let go of him until he allowed her to take pictures of him with her cell phone. And she knocked the socks he was wearing on his hands off. So he's robbing with socks on his hands. He ran away, and deputies came to the scene and were able to identify him and pass mugshots because his chest tattoo was partially visible in one of the photos. They found out he was due for a drug screen with probation, and the probation officer was called in case he showed up the next day. They were finishing an arrest warrant when they were alerted by the probation officer that he was in the lobby waiting to take a drug test. They responded, took him into custody. He claimed he had not broken into the home, but had been invited in to have Gatorade, because everybody does that. When he went to have his drug test, he was in possession of a spoon, cap, needle, and 6 baggies of heroin.
No.
So, socks on his hands, let the woman take a picture of him, went to his probation hearing with heroin. He's now charged with burglary and assault, possession to sell heroin. That's more on number 3 playing for Jeremy. So, we'll recap more on number 1, who was Edgar's. That's the knucklehead burglar who got stuck in an elevator, had to call 911. Playing for Joseph was the father slash car thief slash stabber. And playing for Jeremy was the Florida burglar who basically did everything wrong.
I'll go 1 and 4.
What, there's only 3.
Or 1 and 3, yeah.
I was thinking the same thing.
All right, so
1 was the best. No, yeah, 2 is the best.
No, 2 is the best.
2 is the best. I want 2 and 3, not 1.
Yeah.
Fred, you can decide.
2 and 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I don't know why I was thought...
Yeah, Joseph, you get first choice. Well, it's because we got confused because there were 4 guys.
Okay.
Joseph, you get first choice. Jeremy, you get second choice. Edgar, you get what's ever left. All right, that's going to wrap it up. We will be back tomorrow. We'll be live at Dave & Buster's. Come see us. Until then, stay sportsy, bitches.